Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
With the update, Chris Rongier.
Show, even though I already broke my holiday promise to Mitch, and it is now I who have to atone. I am sorry if you're listening, but if you are listening, then you're sorry too. We're all sorry. This transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. I've got a lot of people to thank, all of you, for putting up with this show on a Bears Day.
They could do worse.
Yeah, but they could also do better. That's where Lawrence Holmes comes in. Wait, I got people to thank, though, real quick, because I over-segue, as y'all know. Number one.
Over segue.
I do. Number one, thanks to everybody who joined us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. It is home of the world's largest sports book and a pool I want to go to watch football at. Number two, to everybody who is on Twitch with us, we thank you. That show within a show is always hilarious. And to Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, and Brian Gertz, we thank you. Jay Zawoski, I know you were lurking in there. I miss you. I hope you come back to the studio.
Jay hasn't said a word all day.
I know, he's been patient. He hasn't even texted me to go to break. Like, I think I've just disappointed him.
He's got senioritis.
Like, there he is. Yeah, he does.
I mean, we all know what's happening. He's one foot out the door, man. And it's totally fine.
Let me also thank Adam Studzinski and Mike Rankin, who did yeoman's work. And it's nice to hear you today, Jay.
Thanks.
See, one foot out the door.
Okay. I do have senioritis.
Yeah, you do.
I definitely have that. No doubt.
Jay, so I won't be here tomorrow. You know, this is just kind of a one-off thing, right? So,
yep.
I was going to say something really nice about you, but you can go straight to hell.
Okay.
For me,
that's nice.
Hey, congratulations on your new gig.
Thank you.
You're going to crush that like you crushed this. And Jay was at the station when I started back in 2002. And you were one of the first friendly faces I found at this place. And I love you. And I'm not going to miss you because you'll still be in the same building. But congrats, buddy.
Thank you. I'm literally like 15 feet down the hallway.
That's right.
And I have to tell you, Ranji, I heard your voice before I met you. And my first thought was, who's this old guy we hired? I thought you sounded like really old.
I met you.
I'm like, oh, okay. He's just got a... kind of a D-baggy voice instead.
Yeah. It's just a D-bag. I used to get that a lot. Like when I was doing remotes, and people would come up and say, "Man, I thought you were like 50," and now I'm like almost 50.
So yeah, you are like 50.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ranj. I appreciate that.
I love you, pal.
Ranj.
Now go to hell. Oh, Layla talking about segues. Did you guys? And I don't know if we have it. We don't. Oh, that sucks. Keith
what
Pompey.
The heck happened? Did you like? Did we like burn half the audio at the station or something?
I don't know.
Wait, what went down?
Oh, Keith Pompey, who he's a reporter for, you know, NBA reporter. He does the Locked On Sixers podcast, and over the weekend, over the 9/11, oh my God, I wish we had the audio of this. It's so great, but he was talking about like, yeah, they're like just a really tough day, and you know they're. There are kids who have grown up and haven't known their fathers or their mothers or whatever, and it's really tough. You know, it's not tough. DirecTV.
Wow.
he went into the.
Wow.
It was so awkward and amazing.
Hey, Campy, because I don't know if Mike can find it. I need the Kevin Harlan.
It's so
calling
great.
The cat and segueing into the CDW read. It is a brilliant moment.
Oh, I don't think I've heard
of broadcast history. Kevin Harlan, who is my favorite play-by-play guy.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Of sports and life.
I wish he could just narrate what's going on in my life. This, to me, is how you do a proper segue.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's Who brought the walking. Cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone.
That's
you
how you
can't
do it.
Beat that with a stick. He's in the CDW red zone.
That's
Let's
great.
Go.
That's
that is so
good.
Funny.
He's the best. Like he
some guy with a bra.
Just say,
That's
be a man.
So funny.
Be a man. But I love that. I love that because it's just like someone actually thinking about. And like, oh, we can have a little fun with
this. This is a
this.
Good, yeah, and a good moment for the sponsor that everybody's going to remember, and CDW loves that.
It's some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt.
There needs to be a montage.
It's wonderful. Different than, hey, I just said something really stupid on the air, and I'm leaving. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a Nicholas Castellanos home run.
I do love the Twitter trend that has resulted result, actually.
Yeah, anytime there's any big moment ever.
Nicky two times, man. He's ready to do something.
And given his sense of humor, I wonder if he embraces it.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's got to.
But that, see, this is the problem. We could just saunter into a clubhouse back in the day and ask him. No, we can't.
Like, we could ask Dallas Keuchel, what's wrong?
Yeah, why are
you
being
so you picked up on that, too. That was in our group thread last night after the game.
He was closer to being himself. I would give him Fort Worth. He's Fort Worth. Keuchel last night. A little closer.
Yeah.
A little closer.
So he wasn't Amarillo anymore.
No, he's Fort Worth last night.
Yeah, that's good.
It's right there.
Somebody tried to call him Denton Keuchel, and Rick Camp was like, that's Layla City. Don't go there.
Don't do that. But he was, I don't know what he was frustrated with himself. The questions, was he still mad at Moncada? Because remember, he's the hey, we need to step it up guy. Like, he's the guy that holds the meetings. He's the guy that a lot of guys have been like, he loves to talk.
But they also brought him in for that. Wasn't that like an agreed upon role? I'm
Correct.
Not trying to make excuses, and, but I think that was the case.
Then the guys grew up and they didn't really need that anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that as your skills are diminishing. It's kind of like, all right, man. All right. Do you over there and not on the ALDS playoff roster.
Can right we all rewind this time last year? Because remember when the Sox were in a bit of a free fall after they got to first place and then they like...
First team to clinch.
Right. And then things started to kind of go haywire after that.
Ended up as the last team in.
Keuchel talked about that. And then you remember Jose Abreu somewhat rebuffed it?
Yes, I do remember that. But that's not what's happening now.
No, but it reminded me of all of that.
Although I'm still not sure what to take from any of it. Like that's... I am in a place of stress-free baseball when it comes to the White Sox.
Oh, that's a bad place to be.
No,
it isn't.
It's
always not. Watch over your shoulder.
Not in September.
No,
mid-September, this is great.
Dude, no, I need an edge.
I am stress-free. I'm stress-free because I don't think that any of this stuff matters once we flip the calendar from the bums are all gone and now it's the legit teams that are playing for this. I could be wrong, Layla. I could be completely wrong, and maybe you don't want to be kind of limping into the playoffs or playing your worst baseball going into the playoffs. But it's hard for me to even get angry at the White Sox for games that they lose to the Angels, or even only thing that makes me angry is still throwing fastballs to Salvador Perez in the strike zone. That still makes
me
angry.
Well, you're done with that for the year.
Because that's right.
Pitchers are not, hence the over 40 home runs now.
Salvador Perez is not going to be in the playoffs, and the White Sox are not going to face him until next year.
When they'll throw him fastballs.
Well, they'll continue to throw him fastballs in the strike zone, which he clearly wants to hit. So I was listening to the game last night, and I was just like, all right, you know.
The only thing, and I agree with you, but the only thing that gets me is still lousy at bats in game situations.
Also,
that's it. I mean, that's the only thing. And I know they we're going to harp on it for a while, but as long as they clean that up in the next couple of weeks, and they can because they're a good offensive team, I'm not too worried about it. So I'm not gonna lose my mind over it. It's frustrating in the moment, but then also when the game's over, you're like, it's still a seven, magic number of seven, so not that big of a deal.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener to the White Sox post game with Ronji.
I'm not the guy.
What about not Danks, but
large Sprite, still, medium ice?
Still the management. Still the management of Kopech, though, or at least put pitch selections in certain at bats there. Because last night, all I'm asking for to fake Jason Worth, and don't act like he didn't look like Jason Worth.
Jason Worth. That's great.
Wow.
I know. And random.
Is that who Cole lost to, Herbie, in the state championship?
Yes, he was a catcher back then.
Yeah, Cole Wright played against Jason Worth in high school.
Well, then Cole's got my back on this.
And it's on YouTube.
Yeah, the game is on YouTube. I think what Cole do 2 for 3 in that game, scored the run for Waubonsie. Yeah, Cole's a player.
Well, we knew that.
I mean, sure, he's had quite a few Mondays off with the Cubs schedule and never seemed to make it to softball, but it's fine.
Oh, he was supposed to be on the team.
It's fine.
I did not know that.
Layla, this is the problem. The problem isn't that he was supposed to be on the team. The problem was he wasn't on the team, then came on the show and was like, why ain't y'all got me on the team? And we were like, come on out and play. And he's like, all right, cool. And then off day for the Cubs, no show.
Mm. Mm.
And my whole thing is, we knew what your schedule was, fam. That's why we didn't ask you. We know what you do for a living.
Maybe he just wanted to be invited. Ronji needs to know who's going to be there before he goes somewhere.
Yeah, I have to know everybody at the spot.
And to which I ask why.
Did you ever come play softball with us? I can't remember.
No, because I was always working nights.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. But to finish the thought, just don't throw the same pitch over and over again. Because like in the words of Greg Maddux, you'll get used to 100 if you see it 5 pitches in a row, especially if like 2 of them are really out of the zone. That's my rant. That's it. Just manage Michael Kopech. Well, your bullpen.
I thought he and Crochet were really good last night.
Save your arms. I liked what I saw out of Crochet. Also, sidebar. Oh. No facial hair, Eloy Jimenez, and with facial hair, Garrett Crochet. Your thoughts?
I kind of dig baby-faced Eloy.
He does have a baby face.
It adds to like the joy of who Eloy is.
The joie de vivre, as I like to call it.
With Crochet, I don't know what he's going for. Because he's been in between kind of all season of, am I going for the horrible stash? Like, is that the look that I'm going for? Am I trying to be the evil twin on Knight Rider and go for like a goatee type thing? He's been stuck in between. So, you know, it's weird. Everyone thinks that they're chafing and no one pulls it off to his degree.
No.
And then people try, and it looks terrible.
Patrick Wisdom tried, I think, earlier this year.
And it was horrendous.
You need to get a Camaro. I think every ball player should have a Camaro. Every ball player.
Not a Dodge Charger, maybe?
No, I think Camaros.
You have a Dodge Charger for a while, or a Challenger?
I think through South Oak Dodge, I drove one for a bit. It wasn't a Challenger, it was a Charger.
Yeah, you were up there revving the engines on Lakeshore Drive.
Did you run over British troops? Because that's what happens in the commercial.
I don't remember that. Hey, speaking of segues, I told you about this earlier. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, so this is Keith Pompey on the...
Is he related to Dan?
I don't
spelled
think so. Yeah, oh, like P-O-M-P-E-Y.
Keith is a Y. Yeah.
This is the Locked On Sixers podcast.
Just to say it was a tough time in our history. And tomorrow is going to be an emotional day for a lot of us. I mean, the fact that you see kids 20-something now, never even knew their family member. You know? It's tough. But let me tell you something that's not tough. Not tough at all. Oh, and I'm talking about DirecTV streaming.
Oh, my God! That is cringe-worthy right there. Oh! Oh, my God!
9/11. Horrible time in our history. Kids growing up without their parents.
He just sold tough. The beginning so well.
Oh.
You know, it's
and
not
then.
Tough. Wonderful.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's one of my, it's one of my favorites all time. You know, he wasn't trying to do that.
No,
but
Ranger. Dude, he was trying to do that.
I mean, I don't think he was.
Just to say it was a tough time in our history.
He's thinking about it right
and
here.
And tomorrow is going to be an emotional day for a lot of us. I mean, the fact that you see kids 20-something now, never even knew their family member. You know? It's tough. But let me tell you something that's not tough.
Oh!
Oh!
Not tough at all.
Don't do it.
And I'm talking about DirecTV streaming.
I can't even laugh.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite things. Oh, my God. It's so wonderful. God, is that wonderful.
People are just staring at us outside the studio disapprovingly.
It is. It's a Hall of Fame segue. It's Hall of Fame. It's a Mount Rushmore segue.
That is bad. And the thing is, he's like, man, watch me flip this right now.
And I'm talking about DirecTV streaming.
You better believe.
How did you find this?
I don't know. I don't. I think it got
the internet.
Yeah, the internet.
Well, yes, but like, that's also Lawrence. Is that Spice Adams on your shirt?
It is. It's Cream Bigums.
I love
it. Oh, look at him.
I love Spice.
He's very agile.
Well,
for a big dude,
here's what cracks me up. After covering Spice, like I covered almost all, actually, yeah, I covered all of his Bears career. It's amazing to me how many people don't realize that
Lineman.
He played in the NFL.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. He's an internet sensation. So every now and again, he'll post a video of him in the middle of the pregame huddle, getting everyone hype. And people in the comments are like, they let Spice into a Bears game? He played defensive tackle in the NFL for a decade. For a decade. And there are people that are found out about Spice over the last 5 years that just think that he's a dude. He's the internet meme dude.
That's weird.
It's crazy.
He's 41. I didn't realize he was that. I don't know what age I thought he was. I just didn't realize he was 41.
Everyone's
it's really crazy. But now, like, the similar thing is now happening with Thomas Jones. I joke with TJ about this all the time.
Yeah.
That if you go to his Wikipedia page, it now says Thomas Jones is an American actor. Like, that's the beginning of the sentence, even though he ran for, you know, over 10,000 yards in the NFL.
When you Google Spice Adams, it comes up American television host.
See?
Yeah. And I'm assuming Michael Strahan, same deal, right?
Hall of Fame, right, for Strahan?
Michael Strahan. When I'm putting it into the Google search line, the first thing that comes up is American television personality.
Wow.
Those morning shows, man. Totally different audience.
Huh. Well, shout out to Spice, because I don't know if you've seen Spice lately. He has gotten rid of almost all of his defensive lineman weight. Like, he's still making fun like he's... Why are you nodding your head disapprovingly, Rick Camp?
Because he wants you to keep it.
Because you're like... He was a scion.
He was in the club.
Fat guys, and
he
now
was in
he's...
the club. Now he's not.
I wish we could have a Rick Camp cutaway.
We should have a camera dedicated just
for Rick Camp.
You know what it would be like?
Approval and disapproval.
What it should be is it should be. This is going to date me as a reference. It should be like Three's Company when Mr. Roper would say something when he would crack wise on his wife, and then I love Norman Fell because he would straight up turn to the camera. And just be like, that was a good one. That was a good one that I just got off right there.
And you know who carried that torch somewhat later on was Jim from The Office.
You're right. You're right. But that's their fourth wall was already broken.
I think that I'm starting to come around on Joe Madden's office theory.
Which is?
About Pam.
Well, see, I think that Pam is trash. So
yes. Yeah, terrible.
But didn't Joe also?
No, Pam, when I said brought that up to Joe, he was like, no, she's a sweetheart. Like, don't say that about Pam.
No, Joe defended Pam.
Yeah, Ronji and I are in the camp of Pam is
anti-Pam.
Trash.
Anti-Pam. Well, I didn't even really watch a lot of Office. I've seen episodes, and I think the thing that turned me off the most that brought the show to a screeching halt was the Pam and Jim storyline. And I think it's because I don't really care for love.
Okay.
I expected him to say that 100%.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. All the sentences I could have predicted today.
Yes. One more done, but not forgotten. And that's our sweet Daisy, or our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over in our driveway.
Like that? Was she run over like that?
What was that?
That was a basketball game when they're giving a tribute to his dog.
Play that again.
One more gone, but not forgotten. And that's our sweet Daisy, or our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over in our driveway.
Like that? Was she run over like that?
So it's a basketball game. They're giving a tribute to the dog. A steal happens, and the guy just dunks it on a fast break, and the color guy's like that?
It's so mean. Was she run over? And he doubled down. It was like that. Was she run over like that?
In case you didn't understand what I was trying to say.
Apparently
she...
it was a cat.
One more time, Herbie.
Yes. One more gone, but not forgotten. And that's our sweet Daisy, or our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over in our driveway.
Like that? Was she run over like that?
How does the guy also forget the name of his beloved pet? Herbie, one more time. Right at the beginning, he forgets the name of the pet.
One more gone, but not forgotten. And that's our sweet Daisy, or our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over in our driveway.
Like that? Was she run over like that?
If you think it's a person to begin it with, then that makes it even worse.
That's why I thought it was a child. I thought it was a 12-year-old girl.
No, it was okay. Wouldn't do that.
Oh my God!
Doesn't that strike you, Ranger, as something that Ostrowski would do?
Oh, say something like that? Yeah, because he's a bad.
I
bad
love
guy.
Joe
yeah.
so much. Yeah. I love him so much because he allowed the beautiful. And Joe's going to join me in the next segment. But the beautiful thing about Joe and like the whole like nighttime crew. He was the bad guy so that I didn't have to be.
You know what?
It's so great.
You delegate that really well.
Being the bad guy?
No. Yeah, you delegate that. You be the butthole so that I can be the nice guy.
Well, sometimes I don't have to. Sometimes Herbie has stuff that he wants to say.
Oh.
And then he says it.
Herb's a top five bad guy.
No, he's
When was the last
best.
Time you guys did Ask Herb?
We tried it, Layla. We brought it back, and it was horrendous.
No!
What do you mean?
People didn't get the bit. They were, like, doing dumb questions. It was really terrible. I feel like we need you here, maybe, for it. Like, maybe that'll soften things up.
So, it was special terrible. Guest host for Ask Herb and wrestling interviews.
Hey.
All right. I'm here for being that specialist.
I just got this tweet. Let me throw this out to you. This is from a person named Morgan.
Like that? Was you run over like that?
My God.
One more gone, but not forgotten. And that's our sweet Daisy, or our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over in our driveway.
Like that? Was she run over like that?
A 100% Ostrowski would have done that. 100%.
It was only a dog or a cat or whatever.
I can, like, in my mind, it's Roki saying it and Joe being like that? She run over like that?
Yeah.
In my mind, that's the scenario that plays out.
Joe's a grenade thrower. Like, he throws a grenade into the room and then he casually walks away.
And that's different from you, how?
I don't do that.
Also, one of the baddest guys ever.
Oh, like, and you mean it like Sam Jackson, bad mother.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. That's not how I mean it.
Joe's the lady that threw the Coke at the Rams game.
That's what he is. This fight can't end. Here's some Diet Coke.
I had no idea.
He's the best. So I need to go talk with him.
All right, goodbye.
Tell him we said hi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.